This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday night with you. 404-726-0929, that is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Leave us a comment there. Well, the national title game is set, and look, I think two great teams and maybe the two best teams that have been this year in college football. Maybe you can debate that a little bit, but certainly no lack of star power in this matchup as we get to next Monday night. It'll be Washington and Michigan. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy, national college football writer for the Sporting News. Bill Bender joins us. You can follow Bill on his personal Twitter page, at BillBender92. Bill, as always, my friend, appreciate a few minutes here in Atlanta tonight. We're missing Georgia in all of this, and we're missing the SEC, but this is going to be a whale of a national final.
Yeah, it was a fun day yesterday. I mean, two awesome games, two riveting games start to finish. I mean, decided on the last play. What more can you ask for from an entertainment standpoint other than maybe they could start those games a little bit earlier? But, we were doing the BCS. These would be the top two teams. So just about by every metric, these two teams have been the two best teams this year.
Let me ask you this question, because, you know, we may or may not be looking for a football coach down here in the city of Atlanta. Do you think if Jim Harbaugh breaks through and he wins a national championship and brings that trophy home to his alma mater, do you think it makes him more likely or less likely to find his way back into the NFL?
Hard to say, just because, you know, the momentum that they've created with the program, it's just hard to say, because I think it's 50-50 either way, and predicting Harbaugh is, well, I mean, one thing that lends some credence to him leaving for the NFL is every time he's been asked this question on multiple occasions, he's just deflecting. So it's not like, hey, I'm going to sign that contract extension. So he has lived in the present tense. So after Black Monday and the championship game, which coincide, I think all of those questions about Jim Harbaugh are going to get very real and very interesting.
National college football writer for Sporting News, Bill Bender, joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. I think I'm a big Jim Harbaugh fan, and you know, listen, I grew up in Northeast Ohio. I mean, so you know, I'm an Ohio guy, and went to Akron U, and I know your history and all that. But I'll tell you, I don't know, outside of Kirby Smart and Nick Saban, I don't think there's a better college football coach in the country right now, and that includes Dabo and anybody else that you want to give me. I don't know that I would take anybody in college football other than Nick Saban and Kirby Smart right now to coach a program.
Yeah, I mean, and it was like watching an NFL game with Michigan and Alabama with the coaching decisions. And, you know, in the past, Michigan loses that game, and a couple things that impressed me was, one, they pushed Alabama around on the offensive front. That has rarely happened in these monster games between the SEC and the Big Ten. And two call on the pass play to Blake Corm. They could have punted there, and Alabama maybe runs out the clock with one or two first downs. He rolled the dice. He had a good play drawn up. And, you know, despite a lot of special teams mistakes and the offense stalling in the second half, he did a nice job.
Bill, let's flip over to the other game. You know, I know everybody is starting in on the, you know, is Texas back and all these kinds of things. But, you know, next year is going to be even more interesting for Sarkisian and Texas because of going to a new conference. You know, you've got Arch Manning or whatever, the Manning, you know, in the wings and all this kind of stuff. But more importantly is, you have to build on what this season is. And I'm not saying being, you know, necessarily in the national semifinal, but you've got to be one of the last, you know, few teams, if not in the playoff. And I think that's what makes next year so important for Texas, that you've got to kind of be back at this level because that's what's expected of you when you recruit at that level and you're playing in the best conference. You know, you can't have, like, any more of these 8-4 kinds of seasons.
No. And, you know, obviously the SEC is going to be interesting. I'm doing in the process of sketching out one of those way too early top 25s like everybody else does. Well, I mean, John, how do you rank nine? There'll probably be 8 or 9 SEC teams ranked, but you have to realize they're going to play each other.
Right.
How do you sort that out? And then for a school like Texas and Oklahoma, for that matter, I mean, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be a little bit of a acclimation period, so to speak. And, you know, I could say the same exact speech about the Big Ten in Oregon and Washington and, you know, UCLA and USC. It's going to be interesting to see. What I'm most interested to see in some ways is how many losses, like what's the most losses an SEC or Big Ten team will have and make the Big 12 or the 12 team playoff, not the Big 12 playoff.
Yeah, and look, I mean, you figure a program like Texas already comes in where, you know, I think at best they're the, you know, they would be the third highest ranked program because again, you figure Alabama and Georgia are going to be probably two of the top four teams in the country again. I mean, with Carson Beck coming back, there's no reason to think that Georgia won't be right there near the top again, and Alabama is going to be right near the top again. So, you know, at best, you're starting off as maybe the third highest ranked program, you know, in a new conference, whereas if you're in the Big 12, you can roll that conference and run that conference. It's not going to be that way for Texas, though.
Right. You know, you mentioned, I think Georgia will probably be number one. Mm-hmm. I mean, because Michigan's losing a lot, Washington probably won't have Michael Penix back. Alabama, probably right there. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if those two are 1 and 2. Missouri's been impressive. Ole Miss, Tennessee with Nico and the way he played in the bowl game. I mean, they're going to get some hype too. So, yeah, it's going to be a battleground. And, you know, like I said, it's just not going to be easy for those schools in that conference. I'm going to say I think Texas had a tremendous missed opportunity last night. I thought they would win that game. I picked them to win that game. And, you know, they've fought to the last snap and all those things. But they certainly dug themselves a hole in that game in the second half.
You know, when you look at, you know, moving forward with the 12-team playoff, you know, you mentioned about the idea of how many losses, you know, can a Big Ten or an SEC school have. Who do you think moving forward this 12-team playoff benefits the most? Does it benefit, you know, the ACC or, you know, again, and I'm not just talking about like the top tier teams, like the top 1, 2, 3, 4 teams or whatever like that. But I'm talking about some of those middle tier kinds of teams that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can get into a 12-team playoff on a regular basis.
Penn State and Ole Miss. That was a great example of programs like them. That bowl game was, we could say it didn't mean much or whatever, but I mean, those are the types of teams that will get in more. I mean, if the four-team was a 12-team playoff over the last 10 years, Penn State would have 5 playoff appearances.
Right.
Literally, the last 2 years, the only 2 games they lost in the regular season were Michigan and Ohio State. So that's the type of thing. They'll be forgiven more. Out of the Big 12, a school like Oklahoma State or Kansas State could become a regular. Watch out for Arizona next year with the move to the Big 12. What a fantastic year they had, by the way. There'll be some opportunities. I will say this, though, and I wrote about it today for us. I think we're going to miss the 14 playoffs in some ways.
Oh, I agree.
I really do.
Yep.
Because I don't know the analogy I used the Jurassic Park analogy where, Jeff Goldblum said the whole speech about you were preoccupied about whether you could, that you forgot if you should. College football is on some pretty unstable ground right now. I'm wondering if 5 years, if you and I aren't going to be sitting here talking, saying, maybe we should shrink that back down.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Listen, I've always been of the mindset that if something isn't broken, then why fix it? Because I don't think the 14 playoff has been a bad thing. Look, Pat Dye and Vince Dooley were talking about this in 1979 about an and-one kind of game. Well, that's what this 14 playoff basically is. So, again, it's been in the making, but I agree with you. Like, I don't think that the 14 playoff has been a failure or something that is busted that needs to be fixed. Like, again, you start getting into some of these programs that are 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 – like, there's no reason. Now, again, I understand the money aspect of it, but take away the money aspect of it, just from the standpoint of the competitive nature of college football, I don't think that the program has been, or the way it's done now, is broken in any way.
Well, where it could backfire, too, is kids could still opt out.
Right.
And they haven't fixed the transfer portal yet. Like, take the Texas game, for example, last night. Quinn Ewers got banged up. Murphy had already transferred to Duke.
Yeah.
It's wild. Like, that's one of those things that, you better fix that.
And Riley Leonard, the quarterback for Duke, is already transferred out as well. He's going to Notre Dame, right? So,
yeah, well, like, my point is, so let's take a – say there's a 6-11 game, and I'm just going to pick a school for the sake of the argument. And Tennessee is the 11th seed, and they're 22-point underdogs. Make people in your area happy, probably. But what's stopping a kid from projected first-round pick from saying, I'm not going to do that. I want to be a first-round pick. The backlash would be more. But we had kids up transferring during the playoff this year.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, one last question, Bill. Believe it or not, and I can't believe I'm about to say what I'm going to say, but I brought this up with the Georgia Tech beat writer last week when I talked with him. I think that Georgia Tech is going to go into next year with the best quarterback in the ACC. I can't believe I'm saying that, but I think Haynes King may be a first-team all-ACC quarterback going into next year. What say you?
I think they might be ranked to start the season.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not unfathomable. Maybe they're like on the out being ranked, you know what I mean? But I think they may be ranked. Their bowl game, I watched that cover to cover, may have had some betting interest in that. I'll just leave it. but I was super impressed with their rushing game with Haynes King and the way that they played. So, that was for my bowl poll. But, I can see it. Brett Key has developed that program. You can tell the passion he has for this program, and it just means a little more to him. And I know that sounds like a cliche, but he's building that team from the inside out. They got excellent linebacker play in that bowl game. And, I think they're going to be ranked for sure.
Yeah, and they've got their offensive line that's coming back. They've got their running backs that are coming back. Like, they've got a lot of offensive personnel. But given the state of quarterbacks for Georgia Tech over the last 15, 20 years, this has not been the Joe Hamilton days of quarterbacking at Georgia Tech. It's been a lot of just muck and mire and stuff. So, anyway, Bill Bender, national college football writer for Sporting News. Follow him on his Twitter page, @BillBender92. Bill, as always, my friend, appreciate a few minutes here in Atlanta, and we will certainly chat again with you soon.
No problem. Thanks for having me on. Have a great day.
You got it. As always, Bill's a great follow and one of the best guys to talk to in the world of college football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.